Late-night hosts float conspiracy theories about Trump's surprise hospital visit. By BenQ on November 19, 2019. The left-wing late-night host floated a range of conspiracies about President Donald Trump's off-the-record visit to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center this weekend, with Stephen Colbert even admitting he wants Trump to stay healthy so he can end up in handcuffs. On Monday evening, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham released a memorandum from the physician to the president, Dr. Sean Conley, confirming that Trump had been given the all-clear. This past Saturday afternoon, the president traveled up to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for a routine, planned interim checkup as part of the regular, primary preventative care he receives throughout the year, Conley wrote. Due to scheduling uncertainties, the trip was kept off the record. However, left-wing comedians were seemingly left unconvinced by the announcement, with The Daily Show's Trevor Noah disputing the reference to breaking annual physical health checks into phases. "That's not a thing. No one breaks their annual physical into phases," Noah said. "You're not like, today we can cup the balls, and in March I'll come back and cough." The Comedy Central host added that due to their lack of trust in the Trump White House, people like him were speculating wildly about the possible reasons behind the visit. "Did Trump have a heart problem or a stroke? And if he did have a stroke, how would you even be able to tell?" said Noah. "The symptoms of a stroke are slurred speech, confusion, and erratic behavior. For Trump, that's a Tuesday." Over on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, the host mocked Grisham's interview with Fox News host Jeanine Pirro about the visit, where she described the checkup as very routine. "The checkup was very routine," she said. "We had a down day today, so he made the decision to head there." "They had a down day? Every day is a down day," Kimmel responded. "The dolphins at SeaWorld have busier schedules than our president. He's almost superhuman. I don't know how anyone can deal with what he is dealing with," Grisham said in later part of the interview. "I get frustrated with what's going on in Washington." "Right. He's faster than a tweeting bullet," Kimmel fired back. "Able to bankrupt tall buildings in a single bound." Meanwhile, Late Show host Stephen Colbert pointed to the fact that past presidents have successfully hidden major health complications. Colbert appeared to accept claims Trump is in fact healthy, explaining that he does not want him to die before he is sent to prison. "I'm sincerely relieved to say it looks like there's nothing wrong with the president's health," he continued. "I may not be Trump's biggest fan, I don't want him to leave the White House feet first. I want him to leave handcuffs first." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.